occurring?
Just a quick game of Oh, What's Occurring today, because we do have a special guest, Napoleon. Play along at home.
Oh, what's occurring?
So, Chappers, how are you feeling?
Not very confident, no, to be honest.
Napoleon, have you played Oh, What's Occurring before at all?
Napoleon.
Is that a no?
Is that a no, I think, yeah. So, you know what happens, he knows the rules. You just have to guess what happens next. Okay, Napoleon. Okay, Chappers, here's your first situation today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know, University Challenge.
He's trying to get favour with you as the quizmaster by wolf whistling you. Yeah.
Thank you. Mm. On University Challenge, what's so special about this bloke?
Hi, I'm Sam Kay. I'm from Frimley in Surrey, and I'm studying chemistry.
Do you know?
It's either one that cheated or something.
Well, here's the ringer. Yeah, he was at the uni at the start,
right?
But got to the final and actually wasn't there anymore.
Right.
How did the rest of the team not notice that, do you think?
Well.
Right, okay, guys, so we're going on University Challenge. We'll all meet about 6 o'clock tonight, yeah? Okay, yeah, I don't actually finish work till 7. Coursework till 7.
Yeah, but half the time you don't even know who's on your own course, do you?
Because, well,
you
true.
Know, people don't really turn up and no. go to the bar instead.
Yeah, so, yeah.
You know? Although, judging by them, I don't think they really went to the bar or anything.
No, I didn't.
By looking at them.
Nah. Here's my question to you. In the University Challenge final, how many did the one who was banned get right? Napoleon. How many do you think?
What's your answer?
Okay. Was that a two or three, do you think, Paula?
Four ducks. Four quacks of a duck.
Four, okay. Napoleon says four.
I just can give you a number, can't I? I don't have to quack or anything.
No, you can just give me a number.
Thanks. I'm going to go... Nine.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the University Challenge ringer, but how many did you get right?
I want you to answer this as soon as you buzz. If a tap leaks a millilitre of water every second, how many 10-litre buckets will it fill completely in a day?
Corpus Christi K.
Eight.
Eight is correct, yes. 10 points for the starter question. Horsehead, helix and coal sack.
Corpus Christi K.
Nebula.
Correct. Right, another starter question. Giving its name to an early form of capacitor, which city to the southwest of Amsterdam is home to the...
Corpus Christi K.
Leiden.
Leiden is right.
Congratulations, Napoleon!
Woo!
The answer was three.
Oh, God.
So, Napoleon gets the point.
Oh. What's occurring?
Yep. I think they could have won University Challenge without him, don't you think?
It all seems a bit of a fuss about nothing, doesn't it, really?
A little bit.
What?
Yeah.
You know, he only answered three questions.
Why? Anyway, Napoleon is now in the lead.
And he's gloating.
And he's gloating about it.
Watch yourself, otherwise I'll get the health and safety people round.
You know Deal or No Deal?
Talking to me or the parrot?
Napoleon, you know Deal or No Deal?
Yep, Napoleon.
Yeah. It's quite complicated, isn't it, Chappers?
No.
No, the rules are quite... I think they're quite complicated.
Really?
Yeah. Can you explain them?
Yeah, you just decide if you want money or not.
I think it's a little bit more difficult than that.
Right, okay.
Do you think the people on Stupid Street could explain the rules of Deal or No Deal? Well, we went out there today and we asked seven people, what are the rules on Deal or No Deal? How many people could get them right?
None.
Not one?
No.
Napoleon, what do you think?
Napoleon, what's your answer? Hey?
What do you think? How many people out of seven do you think will get it right?
Three.
Okay. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Does anyone on Stupid Street know the rules to Deal or No Deal?
You know the game show Deal or No Deal with Noel Edmonds?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you explain the rules of the game to me?
No idea.
It's...
So you just open up a box, it's, oh wait. You pick a box and
just pick boxes.
You got boxes, you got people, and
the banker rings them up.
I don't know. I guess.
Basically, luck. I think. Yeah.
No, you know what?
It's a stupid show. I don't like it. Just randomly pick boxes. Anyone? A 2-year-old cousin can do that.
No, I think it's all right. You've got to guess how much money's inside, and
I don't know.
If you get near enough or something like that, I don't know.
One of the bankers or something have to, I don't know.
Who the hell is this banker guy? This is such a stupid show!
One of them's, alright, it's coming back to me. One of them's bad, and I think it's the red. And,
there's no red of reels, it's just lock.
Right, I've got it.
I don't know.
And there's a very old man in a young man's shirt talking you through it where there's no need.
Now, can you explain the rules of the game to me?
No.
That's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Put it right back there, chappers.
Yeah, take that, parrot.
Yeah. So it's 1-1. It's a draw today. Between Napoleon,
you and whose army?
Yeah, between Napoleon and Chappers on. Oh, what's occurring?
Oh,
it's Scott Mills with Chappers and Napoleon.